in the limelight.
Johan Rockström, the director of the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research, said the current extreme weather anomalies in British Columbia were not represented in global computer models that are used to project how the world might change with more greenhouse gas emissions. We're prepared for you an article written by Jonathan Watts. The piece is titled Canadian Inferno, Northern Heat Exceeds Worst-Case Climate Models. The article has been published by the British newspaper The Guardian. Please stay with us for more of Jonathan Watts's article. If you were drawing up a list of possible locations for hell on earth in recent days, the small mountain village of Lytton in British Columbia, Canada, would probably not have entered your mind. Few people outside British Columbia had heard of this community of just 250 people. Those who had were more likely to think of it as a bucolic. Nestled by a confluence of rivers in the forested foothills of the Lillooet and Botany Mountain Ranges, the municipal website boasts, Lytton is the ideal location for nature lovers to connect with incredible natural beauty and fresh air freedom. However, over the past 7 days, the village has made headlines around the world for a freakishly prolonged and intense temperature spike that turned the idyllic location into an inferno. The US President Joe Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau have warned worried populations to brace for more extremely hot weather. Shocked climate scientists are wondering how even worst-case scenarios failed to predict such furnace-like conditions so far north. Johan Rockström, the director of the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research, said the recent extreme weather anomalies were not represented in global computer models that are used to project how the world might change with more greenhouse gas emissions. The fear is that weather systems might be more frequently blocked as a result of human emissions. He said, "It is a risk of a serious regional weather impact triggered by global warming that we have underestimated so far." In Lytton, in British Columbia, in Western Canada, it felt as if the weather itself had stagnated. Trapped in a vast heat dome that enveloped Western Canada and northwestern United States, temperatures had nowhere to go but up. In Lytton, the Canadian national heat record was broken on Monday, 28th of June, smashed on Tuesday, and then obliterated on Wednesday, 30th of June, when the local monitoring station registered an amazing 49.6 degrees Celsius, 121 degrees Fahrenheit. After the insufferable heat came choking fire. First the forest burned, then parts of the town. On Wednesday evening, 30th of June, the mayor, Jan Polderman, issued the evacuation order. He said on television, "It's dire, the whole town is on fire." It took like a whole 15 minutes from the first sign of smoke to all of a sudden there being fire everywhere. By Thursday, 1st of July, satellite images showed an eruption of blazes around the village of Lytton and a widening smoke cloud across the region. Police stations and hospitals reported a surge in heat-related deaths, 486 in British Columbia and dozens more south of the border in the United States. Roads buckled as asphalt expanded. At least one city suffered power cuts. The psychological, political and economic impacts are harder to quantify, but for many, along with the horror, came a sense of bewilderment that these northern territories were hotter than West Asia. David Phillips, the Canadian government's senior climatologist, summed it up in an interview with CTV. He said, "I mean, it's just not something that seems Canadian. More people in more countries are feeling that their weather belongs to another part of the world. According to the Weather Prediction Center, across the border in Washington state, the maximum heat measured at Olympia and Quillayute was 6 degrees Celsius higher than the previous all-time record. Further down in Oregon, the town of Salem hit 47 degrees Celsius, smashing the previous record by 9 degrees Celsius. Several areas of California and Idaho also saw new highs. The previous week, northern Europe and Russia also sweltered in an unprecedented heat bubble. June records were broken in Moscow, 34.8 degrees Celsius. In Helsinki, Finland, 31.7 degrees Celsius. In Belarus, 35.7 degrees Celsius. And in Estonia, 34.6 degrees Celsius. Further east in Siberia experienced an early heat wave that helped to reduce the amount of sea ice in the Laptev Sea to a record low for the time of the year. The town of Oymyakon, Russia, widely considered to be the coldest inhabited place on Earth, was hotter, 31.6 degrees Celsius, than it has ever been in June. This followed a staggeringly protracted hot spell in Siberia last year that lasted several months. Carlo Buontempo, director of the Copernicus Climate Change Service, said there was a clear human fingerprint on this very freakish event. He said without emissions from cars, farms and industry, the record temperatures in the western North Americas was to be expected only once in 10,000 years. But the probability rises along with the levels of the greenhouse gas emissions. Carlo Buontempo said, "In the present-day climate, getting an extremely hot June is common and is likely to occur twice in three decades." However, an analysis from many computer models suggests that by the end of the century, these extreme temperatures are more likely than not. Human influence is estimated to have increased the likelihood of a new record several thousand times. Rising temperatures can be seen across the world, even in West Asia. Temperatures of 50 degrees Celsius plus were once outliers, but parts of Pakistan, India, Australia, the United States and Canada are now regularly approaching or passing that mark. But the intensity of the heat in the Northwest Americas this year and Siberia last year has taken many scientists by surprise and suggested extra factors may be involved in northern latitudes. One theory is that the recent temperature spike might have been caused not just by global heating, but by slowing weather systems that get stuck in one place for an extended period of time, which gives them time to intensify and cause more damage. This was an important factor in the devastation in Texas caused by Hurricane Harvey in 2018, which simply sat above Houston for several days rather than blowing inland and weakening. Blocked high-pressure fronts were also blamed for the blistering heatwave in Europe in 2019. Experts at the Potsdam Institute in Germany and elsewhere believe the rapid heating of the Arctic and decline of sea ice is making the jet stream wiggle in large meandering patterns, so-called Rossby resonance waves, trapping high and low pressure weather systems in one location for a longer period of time. The theory remains contested, but Michael Mann, director of the Earth System Science Center at Pennsylvania State University, said recent unexpected fierce heat at Lytton in British Columbia, Canada, and elsewhere should prompt climatologists to consider additional impacts of human activity. He wrote in an email, "We should take this event very seriously," adding, "You warm up the planet, you're going to see an increased incidence of extreme heat." Climate models capture this effect very well and predict large increases in heat extremes. But there is something else going on with this heat wave, and indeed with many of the very persistent weather extremes we've seen in recent years in the United States, in Europe, in Asia, and elsewhere, where the models aren't quite capturing the impact of climate change. Regardless of which interactions are to blame, scientists are agreed that the simplest way to reduce the risk of further temperature jolts is to cut fossil fuel emissions and halt deforestation. Frederica Otto, Associate Director of the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Oxford in England, said, "It appears that this heat wave is still a rare phenomena in the current climate, but whether it stays that way depends on our decisions today." He added, "If the world does not rapidly eliminate fossil fuel use and other sources of greenhouse gas emissions, like deforestation, global temperatures will continue to rise, and deadly heat waves such as these will become even more common."